This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yesterday, Willie.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
I did say where there's smoke, there's fire, as we were discussing
Jerry,
the Micah Parsons
situation. You ain't lying. You're the first person I thought about. I was like, Jerry wasn't lying.
Now, I never thought that this was going to happen. I ultimately thought that, as the Cowboys have in the past, they would get to the final hour and they would pay Micah Parsons not $188 million over 4 years, but I did think that he would get his contract ultimately. I thought there was a chance he might sit out next Thursday, maybe then sign. You can go back with Emmitt Smith. You can talk about Dak Prescott signing on, I think it was the day or the day before the opener last year. You can talk about CeeDee Lamb getting his money, all these guys getting their money. Well, in Micah's case, that did not happen. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have been a lifelong Cowboy fan. I have worked for Compass Media Networks for, this will be my 15th or 16th year, I don't even know, where I have worked almost every Cowboy game for that period, whether as the pregame, postgame host, or even I've had the privilege to call, I think, 9 games over the last 4 years as well. This is not going to be the usual take. I'm not annoyed at this, and I'm going to lay out my reasons why, and I think we're in agreement. Would I have loved Micah Parsons to stay in Dallas for his entire career? Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? But when you attach the money and the salary cap to it, and a couple of things I'd like to run, if you will allow me, I'd like to run a couple of things through you. I know he's 26 and hopefully getting better, but this is what I know from what I've seen, and these are the days that I have said, what the hell?
Okay.
All right? I'm going to give you 2021, a very young Micah Parsons, but making a big name for himself. They play the Niners in the playoffs. 0 sacks, 1 tackle for a loss, 0 quarterback pressures. 2022, they beat a bad Bucs team, whatever. Then they play in San Francisco. He played every defensive snap. Lost that game.
I remember that. Yep.
He had 0 sacks, 0 tackles for a loss, 1 quarterback pressure. 2023, they were a damn good football team. They lose to the Packers and lose big. 0 sacks, 0 tackles for a loss, 1 quarterback pressure, and Green Bay rolled up 415 yards of offense and led 27-0 in the second quarter. 2024, it comes back after injury, was supposed to be the savior. You know, Dak Prescott was injured, but he's going to lead them out. His first game, he played about half the snaps. All right, they get beaten by the Eagles, fine. The next week, a home game against the Texans. He played 96% of the snaps. They lost 34-10. He had 1 tackle, 0 sacks, 0 quarterback pressures. I'm not saying he's not a great player. We know he's a great player. And I know in Dallas, they're losing their minds over this, and I don't blame them. I get it. But if you're going to pay somebody $47 million a year, quarterback money, in big spots, you got to come up big, and he has not done that.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement to some degree. I've watched Michael Parsons for a good part of his career, just mostly like you. I think that if you're a Cowboys fan like yourself or most people out there, you're just frustrated. I think if you should be frustrated with the return. Like Kenny Clark, who they received in the two first rounders, Kenny Clark's best days are behind him. Right, he's a 30-year-old guy who, in his prime, he was a bad man. Right now, if you're Jerry Jones and you're saying you needed to stop the run, I don't know if that's the guy to kind of fill that void. Nevertheless, Michael Parsons, man, I thought Jerry handled this bad because a lot of what he wanted should have been handled a year ago.
For me, I agree.
I think that a lot of what, as far as being cheaper, this should have happened a year ago.
Yeah. Well, people said, too, as this went on, it was becoming more and more expensive.
And it was.
Yeah.
And so but I also go back to, man, when Dan Quinn was coordinator, and I remember that San Francisco game when they got beat up bad.
Yeah.
It was very, very, very bad. And I remember part of watching that game was they were double-teaming Mike and it neutralized him. And they were going right at him. And that's one way to neutralize a pass rusher is just double-team him. And you see him at times get caught up in the wash in the run game. Like, I remember at one point, Dan Quinn tried to put him at middle linebacker to see if he could be more effective. And he couldn't get busy. So, I don't know. I'm not crazy about the trade. To your point, if you're a Cowboys fan, he's an elite pass rusher, top three easily.
Sure.
But I also watch T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett, who I think are ahead of him. And they get triple-teamed. They get double-teamed. And they're still effective. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the world is like, what's going on right now? But if you're Jerry, he never does things like the traditional way. He does it Jerry's way. And so it's tough, man. I don't know about it. I think Green Bay, there's no excuses for them now.
That's the biggest thing for me is if you want to say there's one thing that really bothers me about this, it's where they sent him.
Yeah.
That's the – and then he's coming back week four in prime time. Yep. Again, the NFL's like the NBA. It's like a soap opera. Of course they're coming back week four, yep, where they're going to see him and he's going to be fired up. And he'll probably have 7 sacks in that game. And the Packers might win the Super Bowl. Why? It's the one thing with these guys, and I know you're one of them as a former player.
Sure.
I hate when they get what they want, though. Because – and here's why. You – put your pen to paper, you signed a contract. You had a year left on your contract, and I want to be paid more. $25 million wasn't enough. Fine, fair enough. You want to do that. They didn't find him all summer.
They didn't.
Or all training camp. I think they thought they were going to figure this out at some point. It became very apparent that they weren't. So they let him sit there with the cockamamie injury, not partake.
Back tightness.
Not rush, sure, of yeah. course. Not practice. And I do believe that they feel like they had a deal done in March. Where the disconnect was with the agent, I have no idea. Neither one of us was in the room. We don't know what the problem was there. But you couldn't have sent him to Jacksonville? I mean, send him somewhere other than in the conference to a good team. That's my biggest hang-up with this.
And I'm with you because I don't – this is what frustrates you about Jerry. I remember after they got beat up by the Packers in that first round of the playoffs, I think 2023.
Yeah, Green Bay beat up. They were losing 27-0 in the second quarter.
It was nuts. And I remember Jerry at the end of that game looking like broken.
Because they were defenseless.
Right. And so for me to sit here and like, I'm scratching my head like, Jerry, I remember that press conference. I remember you couldn't barely talk. You were so beat.
Yeah.
I mean, you was flush red with anger because you thought this Cowboys team was going to the Super Bowl that year.
They were good.
And Green Bay and Jordan Love and company absolutely stomped all over you. And so how do you not trade him to the Detroit Lions, who needs a pass rusher, and Aiden Hutchinson's coming off of ACL? How do you not trade him to the Rams? How do you not even trade him to anywhere else but the Packers? Why? Because you're going to see the Packers, either in a wild card position, or if you guys both win your division, you're going to see them in the division round. So I don't know, man. It's just tough to – if you're a Cowboys fan, you got to be scratching your head at this one.
A little bit. But again, to me, the reason why it doesn't burn me as much is the money. It's the salary cap. This era we're playing in, you've got, you know, Dak Prescott, which to me is nuts, too.
Well, I think part of the money is because he's 26 years old.
I get that.
52, I mean,
but you can't pay. So if that's the case.
But he hasn't had any significant injury to, like, hamper him. Like, I just talked about Aiden Hutchinson coming off of ACL. The worst Mike has had is a high ankle sprain.
For sure. But if you're going to pay Dak Prescott $60 million, you're going to give a defensive guy $47 million. C.D. Lamb's making a lot of money. And by the way, the salary cap is such nonsense.
Yeah.
It is garbage. When you think, what are we doing? The salary cap is $280 million for 53 guys. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's 53 guys got to split 200. Meantime, I look at the Packers. Jordan Love's making $220 million, 55 a season, but 55 doesn't really count against the cap because we're going to spread it out over the next 100 years, which is stupid. You got Rashawn Gary's making $100 million. Yep. That's 25 a year, unless I check. But they'll spread that away, and his cap it'll be like 11. It's so fake and phony. It's just like a numbers game. But it's very prohibitive if you're going to pay, in my opinion, to pay someone quarterback money that has, while he has been a great player, I'm not downplaying what
he was. I don't think anybody is. I think some people are split on it because if you watch the game, is he effective in a rush?
No.
No.
He's just not. In the big games, you know, we kill Aaron Judge for being a postseason zero. Mm-hmm. Is that not a talking point all the time here? Well, I'll give you his equivalent for the Cowboys. He's done nothing in the playoff. Nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Nothing.
I think for some people too. I think as much as they are heartbroken about this, they need to turn on the tape like we've watched the tape, and go back and watch Micah Parsons' production. Like, yes, against bad teams, he's a juggernaut. Against really good teams like the Niners and Detroit Lions or whoever else who's like who have big time offensive lines, it's hard to find them on tape at times. And so, yeah, is it the greatest excuse why Jerry sent them off?
No, I'm not saying that. No,
but it's a valid one. If you're in the process of negotiating a contract and you want this guy to be a Cowboy for life.
And there's definitely things I don't like. I don't like that he went to the Packers. I don't like that him and Steven are up there talking about we need to stop the run. All true, but let's not make that the reason. He's not there because it's, to me, too much money for a non-quarterback, and he hasn't been impactful enough in the big games. Now, only 26, so those days could still be ahead of him.
Right.
He might turn out to be the greatest postseason player in the history of NFL going forward with Green Bay, but he hasn't been.
I think what scares Cowboys fans is that Jerry probably sent him off for a petty reason, that there is maybe something behind the curtain that we just don't know, that Jerry's ego got in the way.
Perhaps.
I think if you're a Cowboys fan and you're trying to save face, or you're trying to say, all right, how can we resalvage this team and get to where we want to get to? It feels, and this is just me talking, that Jerry may have done this for a personal reason.
It could be. I mean, when you think about
it. It's not out of his real house that this is possible.
No, and I mean, he even admitted to that in the documentary, that there are times he does things he probably shouldn't do. The question I would have is, if you go back to the negotiation that he thought he had a deal in March.
Yeah. Jerry talked about that.
What were those terms? I would love to know what those terms were, because he said that at the time he offered Michael Parsons the most money for a non-quarterback.
Mm.
Is that true? If that is true, then why wasn't the deal done? Because they didn't want to talk to the agent. I don't like it. It's that part of it. There's a disconnect there that I would love the details to come out on.
And I wonder, part of it is, was he waiting on T.J. Watt to see what he was going to get? Was he waiting on other players?
Meaning Micah, and he wouldn't sign the deal until that happened.
100%. So I wonder if there was some chess play with that. But overall, you know, Cowboys fans are pissed off. I was watching social media, and everybody's burning flags, throwing stuff, you know, throwing their cowboy nail all over the place. It's
and
crazy.
I do understand that side of it. You know, when you fall in love with a player, no one falls in love with players more than I did as a kid, heartbroken when they leave. So I understand that. But I'm also trying to look at this from the other side of things. In a salary cap era that we're playing in a game that is more offensive
yep.
than it's ever been, you need to outscore teams. If you're going to give up, I'm sorry, what was the Packer game again? If you give 48 points at home in a playoff game, you're not winning that game.
No.
You need to be the team that puts up 48 points to win. There's a lot more to it to me than just the guy's an old drunk, doesn't know what he's doing.
Sure.
And Micah Parsons should have gotten paid $200 million.
I tell you who I feel bad for, that defense.
It's going to be tough. Yeah.
I mean, this happened. I mean, we're a week away.
Well, but I also don't know that they were planning on having him next week anyway. But
no,
you're right.
But there's an expectation. I mean, Trayvon Diggs, Monday, when asked about the deal, he flat out, he's like, man, this is nonsense. They're going to sign him. I'm not worried about
it. Because they always have. That's part of it.
That's part of it. Yep. But two, if you're a teammate and we're having conversations at lunch and you're telling me what's going on with you and you say, hey, dog, we're good. We just got to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I'm anticipating you're going to be where you need to be
sure.
when it's time to go to work.
I think everybody thought that.
Right. And so we're talking about we're a week away from this. That's the equivalent of us as I'm talking steal a ball for a quick second. Us losing James Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's your guy. That's your battle horse.
Sure.
You know, that's the guy who makes the impossible possible in crucial situations. So if you're bland, if you're Overshown, if you're all those guys, you just lost your top dog. And think about what Brian Schottenheimer did when he got the nod to be the head coach. He felt like the team wasn't close enough from a chemistry standpoint, like they weren't gelling enough. So what did he do? He took Michael Parsons' locker, and he took that Prescott locker, he smashed them together. He said, you guys are our leaders right now.
Yep.
Lead us. You just lost one of your leaders before the
Big
start
time.
Of the season.
Yep.
So you're talking about an emotional leader. You talk about your guy who, from a production standpoint, a guy who you need to make plays. You just lost him a week before the start of the season. So I'm sitting back. If I'm Mazi Smith and all these guys, I'm like, dog, like, who's leading us? Who's the guy standing up saying, let's go get who's that guy right now? I don't know if the Cowboys have it.
No, it's going to have to be defense by committee. And
right.
It hasn't been. But this will go back to my point that I said to you yesterday, and I think the day before that, they haven't been good enough with Micah.
I agree with you.
So
that's why I'm not when it broke, it felt like, wow, this is big. But I remember watching a lot of games where he was out there, and he wasn't dominating the game to the point where
it wasn't
like,
impactful.
Man, yeah. So I don't cringe at it, but I do say, like, the kid is 26 year old. He's 26 year old going to Green Bay. And he's going to be playing with a defense that can really play. You know what I mean? With Rashawn Gary,
oh, yeah.
McKinney, Jeff Hafley has done a great job. Like, this defense was fifth in the league last year. So, like, that's the missing
piece.
And now
piece. You add him.
Now, you know, that's that one stone in the Thanos glove, if you will. So, we'll see, man. I think Cowboys, I have empathy for Cowboy fans because they're just like, we just can't get right. Nothing
well,
works.
They haven't gotten right in 30 years.
Yeah.
So, it's not like this is anything new in terms of going into a season. I mean, they've had good. It's weird. They're like not as good, so don't misunderstand me. But when you look at them every year, for the most part, they're 500 or better. They've had some bad years for sure.
Yeah.
Last year was one of them. But, I mean, over the last 30 years, they've had a lot of good seasons. They just don't win playoff games. And that is very true of recent memory over the last 5-6 years, too. And he's been a big part of that.
I think there's an expectation for Dak Prescott to carry this team.
Well, Jerry, he called him out yesterday.
And I'm saying to myself, You're putting the weight of Cowboy Nation on this quarterback's shoulder who's coming off a hamstring. He's 32 years old.
And he put his money where his mouth is because most of the money has gone to the quarterback and the wide receiver.
Right.
And so
But this is what Cowboy fans have to realize. This isn't a Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins situation. Like, Joe is, I think they're more primed to carry that. They proved it. I mean, they scored with 30-something points a game last season, even though they still lost.
Yeah, but they still didn't even make the playoffs.
Right. But Dak isn't Joe. I think Dak's best years are behind him at this point.
Well, we better hope not, because he's got a lot of time left and a lot of money coming to him.
I
know.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know. It's not easy. It's not easy. I get it. But that's, you know, you got the two first-round draft picks. Oh, I mean, I won't poo-poo first-round draft picks, no doubt. But those aren't going to be high first-round picks. They're going to be picks in the late 20s.
Do you believe they're going to draft or get a guy who's
going to
have a significant impact right away?
Or do you think they're going to, with the four first-round picks in the next 2 years, like they like to point out last night, do you believe that they will package them for X. I don't know.
But think about the pick there again. It's going to be, what, the 32nd?
That's what I said. Well, if they win the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, the 26th
high 20s,
pick.
Low 30s,
yeah,
probably.
You're not getting
that's
a
what
guy.
I said.
So
I know.
It's like, what do we...
I totally understand. Again, I always come back to, it's not just Parsons for Clark and two picks. It's Parsons for Clark, two picks, and you just saved $50 million a year on the cap. Or however they manipulate the money. But you're not paying him $200 million, which, you know... I sit here and talk about the quarterbacks getting a fortune, and I don't think it's right. I don't think that the quarterback should get 22% of the salary cap or whatever number it is, 15%. Because if you ain't got a left tackle or
you don't have a defense,
you can't win.
One thing I thought Brady did really good was convert his bonus into what he converted his salary money into bonuses or whatever, or he pretty much in layman's term, he pushed his money down the road so he could pretty much build up the defense. That they were able to get Dante Hightower, Chandler Jones, like they were able to pay those guys, and because of that they were able to stack Lombardis. That's the end game. You're always trying to win a Super Bowl, and Brady, the best of all time, realized that. He goes, yeah, you can pay me a boatload of money. In his prime, he wasn't the highest paid quarterback,
right?
So all he did was go to Kraft and say, hey, I'm gonna be okay. But we got to build this defense. Can I go to Pittsburgh in December and win? Yes, but I can't do it without a defense. Can I go to Kansas City? Can I go to these places and win? You can't do that without a defense. And so all that money, I understand that. But if the end game is winning, as a quarterback who's in that position to make a lot of money, you got to be smart. Yeah, you can score 30 points, but if you can't stop anybody, it's worthless.
Yep, I know. And if you can't protect the quarterback, worthless. Joe Burrow almost got killed last year.
Yeah.
And I know.
And but I give Cincy credit. They've always been trying to figure out that five up front.
Sure.
It just hasn't gone
just
right.
Like the Giants have for the last 10 years. There's no doubt.
I don't know what they're doing on defense, but I have seen an attempt to get. I mean, they got Orlando Brown. It just hasn't worked out for him. He's just stiff. He can't move. But overall, man, I feel for Cowboy fans. It's never.
Interesting day.
It's never easy for you guys.
Very interesting day for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.